Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. That is the new Taylor Swift song, You Need to Calm Down, which sounds like a pride song. I only got to listen to about half of that because we were, you know, doing what we do on the breaks and figuring
getting
things
ready.
But yeah, that's a cool song, actually. We'll play that again in the 9 o'clock hour. And in a second, we're going to be talking about her new record, which is coming out in August. I want to start, though, with a sneak preview of a Rolling Stones montage that could win you a four-pack of tickets for Dad or for you, however you want to use them. We're doing it as a Father's Day giveaway, but whatever you want.
I know. I helped with this, so I'm curious if I can get it.
See if you can get it. Write it down if you want. Okay. I'll print out the answers for you.
Okay. This is your sneak preview. We're going to play you the whole montage right now. At 8 o'clock, we're going to play it again, and we're going to take the first person, starting with caller number 9, who gets all 5 songs correct.
Yes, okay, Finn. That was the question. So are you telling people there's how many songs are there?
5 songs
so
total.
It's 5 songs total.
We need the titles of the 5 songs, but this is in an hour. This is your sneak preview. So if you do well on this in your head, you're thinking, oh, God, then you need to be here at 8 o'clock and get through. All right,
in order, too.
Yes, in order.
Okay, I got the first 3. It went too fast. I need you to play it 5 more times.
Well, we're not playing it 5 more times. That was your whole thing. You know what's funny is that even though we knew what songs were on there, Yuzi and I were both like, what is that last song again?
It's the last one that is going to trip you up.
Right. So, and it sounds very much like another one that it isn't. So we'll play it again at 8 o'clock.
Oh, man, I want to hear it again, too.
Big rule. Should we play one more time?
Okay, one more time.
Okay, we're playing one more time.
Oh! He's got
we're going against our own rules.
Okay, here we go.
All right, here it is.
That's it. All right, 8 o'clock, we're going to do that contest for a 4-pack of Rolling Stones tickets. And if caller 9 misses, we're moving on. We'll take callers. We'll start with caller 9.
For your dad.
For your dad.
He's got 4.
Oh, you do?
Are you missing the last
one,
too?
I'm missing the last one, too.
Ah, that one's a doozy.
That's the doozy.
Yeah.
All right, it's time for Celebrity Trash. I want to just quickly tell you that we have the first trailer for The Shining sequel, Dr. Sleep, up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Oh.
We also have a trailer up there. I know. It's Ewan McGregor plays an adult Danny Torrance, Jack Nicholson's on-screen son in The Shining. And this is a book that Stephen King came up with years later. It's the little kid grown up, and he's got a problem to solve with the little girl named Abra.
It's been so long since I read it.
I know. Do you remember it? I mean, right. So this is that story brought to life on screen. And if you're a Stephen King fan, you know exactly what we're talking about here. But the kid, the little boy in The Shining, grows up. Stephen King writes a book about that kid grown up.
I need to reread it now.
I know. I might have to, too. And then the other trailer that we put up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page is the Banana Splits movie trailer. This is... the beloved, you remember the banana, 1 banana, 2 banana, 3 banana, 4, 5 banana, 6 banana, 7 banana, more.
I remember the banana split.
Nah, blah, blah, la, na, 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 na. Not the Martin Lee song, but the banana split song. So when I was a kid, we watched banana splits every single day. It would be like these sort of puppety people, like people in like costumes, and then they would play like a cartoon or there'd be some little bit that they did. So... The Banana Splits, this is like, I guess, going back in time, and these people are at a taping of the Banana Splits, and then all hell breaks loose, and it becomes a horror movie.
Hmm.
So, basically, they turn out to be killer robots. So, those are both up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Taylor Swift, she's got a new album coming out. It's called Lover. And it looks like it's going to have its own clothing line, which is interesting. Her next album is coming out on August 23rd, so just a couple months from now. It's going to feature a collaboration with McCartney.
Stella?
Yes.
Oh.
So not Paul McCartney. It's not a musical collaboration. It is a clothing line. Stella McCartney, looks like she helped Taylor with it, they say here, more likely. Taylor said, can you design some clothes for my album? Taylor said... I respect what Stella creates and how she creates it. There's so much whimsy and imagination and romance to the clothing that she designs. She's heard the new album, and this new collaboration is inspired by Lover. She said that the album's tone is really romantic, did not elaborate on the clothing designs or say where or when or how much they'll cost. But the Stella McCartney stuff is pretty pricey. Mm-hmm. This is high-end designer stuff, so I don't know if the average Taylor Swift fan will be able to afford it or if they have just come up with a line that's a little bit more affordable. I was reading a thing about Taylor Swift. She's a big supporter of Stella McCartney anyway, that she's worn a few of her gowns to things, and she runs around in these $500 sneakers that Stella McCartney...
Sneakers, $500. Right.
Well, they're amazing.
No.
So anyway, if you're looking forward to it, it's August 23rd.
Oh, God. It says... Her beloved cats, Meredith and Olivia, even travel in style in their own $2,000 Stella McCartney pet carrier.
Oh, how wonderful.
Ugh.
That's great.
That does sound wonderful.
Sure. That must be the best pet carrier that's ever been inventoried.
It's like Genie's bottle with like padding everywhere.
Oh, how lovely.
Jeweled.
I would think a cat would get in there and go, oh, this needs to be scratched to death. I got you $2,000 right here. So, I told you a couple weeks ago that Miley Cyrus is going to be in this season of Black Mirror. She's doing one of the Black Mirror is separate vignettes, and they're all really creepy, and most of them have to do with like today's technology and how it can go horribly wrong, and actually future technology too. Things that it's got like a sci-fi element to it. So Miley plays a rock star by the name of, or a pop star by the name of Ashley O. And they actually recorded a song and shot a video for it for the Black Mirror thing. And I wonder if you'll recognize what song this is a takeoff on.
Oh, okay.
You got a little of this for me?
Yeah, it's Nine Inch Nails.
Yeah, it's not Head Like a Hole. It's Hey, I'm a Ho. Hey, I'm a Ho. Although they do say that the words are different from that. What did they say? Hey ya waho.
Oh yeah.
Hey ya waho.
No. Hey ya waho.
Hey ya maho. So she read the script and loved it, and it called for a pop star, and they thought she was a good fit for it. So she shot a whole video, and it's funny too because the verse and everything doesn't sound at all like Head Like a Hole. But then of course they get to the chorus, and you're like, oh, you know what that is? That's Head Like a Hole. Oh my God. So we're actually gonna put that up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page as well. So that is a new Miley Cyrus song and music video that you can watch.
I like her.
I do too.
Mm-hmm.
Me too. She's great.
I've really grown to like her.
Me too, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I didn't watch
Hannah Montana.
Montana at all.
No, I never. I don't think I've ever seen one episode of that. But we've watched her entire arc. Oh, yeah, this is funny. Give you control. Hey, I just met you, and this is crazy, but here's my number, so call me maybe, for you came into my life. I missed you so much. Oh, so bad. Just so bad.
I wonder if you'll sing this weekend.
Oh, I wonder. I wonder if that'll happen.
What if you'll sing right now?
Why would I sing now? I just did.
I don't know. Sing more.
I just did sing.
More.
Oh, don't worry. It's bound to happen, Yuzi. It's Friday. the music industry has changed a lot. It's funny, Bryn and I were talking about this, and we were laughing about how 15 years ago someone said, you'll buy everything online in the next 10 years. And we were like, no.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Shut up.
Come on.
I don't even know anything.
But I do believe that this is absolute BS. I'm going to read you this story because it's out there today, but I mean, come on. The music industry has changed a lot.
Some would say it's ruined.
Yes, I would say that. I have said it. The music industry is very different than it was even 10 years ago. And it's even
thanks,
more...
Thanks, Sean Parker.
Yeah, thanks a lot. More radically different than, say, 2 or 3 decades ago. I mean, back when there were 8 tracks and I guess there were cassettes, but then mostly people had vinyl. I think it was the 80s when CDs first came into being. And even those are gone now. So the question was, what will it be like 10 years from now? So there's some billionaire venture capitalist. His name is Vinod Khosla.
All right.
And he says, we won't even be listening to music 10 years from now. He thinks we'll be listening to, quote, custom song equivalents that are automatically designed specifically for each of us and tailored to fit our particular need, including our mood. So there'll be some kind of algorithm that judges what kind of mood you're in and knows what kind of sounds you like, and we'll just create music that goes along with our moods.
Whatever playlist.
Right. Well, not even, right. Just maybe a continuous song. And maybe it tries to, like, cheer you up. Like, it tries to get into, like, major chords.
You know. Well, look,
I'm feeling cheered.
I think, you know, it's the same that when the internet was just a baby and I looked at it and went, no, thanks.
Yeah.
You know, there'll be people who want that, and I'll still want to play Iron Maiden.
Right. So he doesn't really elaborate, but TechCrunch.com says people are already listening to Spotify playlists and YouTube channels that are catered to moods and activities.
Mm-hmm.
But at least we're still listening to songs. So
yeah, I mean, I want to listen to an artist's vision.
Right.
And if I respect that artist, right, if I respect that artist, I want them to give me a whole album of right. their vision so that I can go on a ride with them.
And people love festivals and they love rock concerts. And there's no way that personally tailored algorithm style music is going to ever replace that. I mean, we like to gather and rock out together. That's
right.
One of the, that's a basic human
together.
Thing. Right.
Yeah. Can you
but
say
maybe
his name again?
Vinod, V-I-N-O-D, Vinod, something? Khosla, K-H-O-S-L-A.
This guy, Vinny, you know this guy.
Oh, yeah?
He is, he resides in Portola Valley.
Oh, goodness.
He is worth $2.7 billion, went to Stanford out of many other colleges. He is a venture capitalist, co-founder of Sun Microsystems.
Oh, my goodness.
He is well known for a failed decade-long battle to overturn the California Coastal Act.
Oh my God!
Martin's
he
Beach.
He owns the beach.
Yes,
Martin's Beach guy.
That's the dude.
Oh, Vinod Khosla.
64 years old, originally from India.
Well, I hope he's wrong about the music thing, but like you said, there will be people who want that, I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, I think that young people coming up don't have the same connection to certain things that we do,
mm-hmm.
and that's just a reality. And there's even times now where we talk on the show and it's like, we're not old, but we sound old.
Mm.
Yeah, I know.
Well, because we know the olden days,
right.
which were 10 years ago,
it
kids.
It went by quick, I know, but that's what I'm saying.
Right.
Is it things change so freaking fast.
Well, maybe this 64-year-old, 2.7 billionaire Vinod Khosla knows.
The interns call me old.
Well, you are old.
They're like, dude, 35. Mm-hmm.
We were playing Rolling Stones yesterday for the interns. They're like, what?
Yeah, nobody under 40 is going to win that contest. Although, who knows? Maybe their parents did a good job and taught them all the Stones songs.
I'm enjoying watching, especially the interns that come through, yeah. watching young people and seeing their sensibilities.
Right.
And
because they're very different from
not
ours.
Necessarily being in judgment of them, but just sort of getting it, like trying to see it and understand it and go, all right.
And they're pretty darn smart.
They're good kids.
Like these kids we have, they're so smart.
Yeah, this is a nice summer batch. Mm-hmm. I like it. So anyway, Taylor Swift is doing her thing. And hold on a second. That's on the top of my pile because I clearly misfiled it. This guy says we're not going to listen to music anymore.
Right.
And Taylor Swift says, yeah, we are. I got an album coming out on August 23rd. Hodor. Hold the door.
So
awesome. So insanely awesome. So this guy in real life is named Christian Nairn.
Nairn.
N-A-I-R-N. Nairn. He is a DJ.
Yeah.
And we've heard of lots of raves that he's played at, and it looks like he is going to be playing at the Hustler Club as part of Comic-Con weekend in Vegas.
Oh.
So he's going to be DJing at the strip joint. This is Larry Flint's Hustler Club. And this is, let's see. Is this weekend, Yuzi?
Probably.
Oh, yeah. Friday, June 14th. So tonight, if you're going to Vegas today, go to Larry Flint's Hustler Club because you'll see Hodor. They actually have an over-under as to whether or not he will say Hodor into the mic, like during a music break. Hodor.
Doesn't he have to?
I don't know. I wouldn't want to, but Maybe he does.
Look at this picture of him. So funny.
Oh, God.
That's him at the...
No, somebody doctored somebody that up.
So he goes in costume?
Yeah, he's wearing the full Hodor Gilbert. He's got his hand on the two turntables. That's funny. That's a good one. Anyway.
Is it?
Yeah, it's funny. Rave of Thrones, by the way, it's called.
Oh, man.
So enjoy. Little DJ set on the rooftop of the Hustler Club. I don't know if that means there'll be naked ladies, but one can hope.
Here's the actual promotional picture here. Looks a lot more... He looks cool.
Yeah. Boy, he's got quite a long beard there.
Styling.
Yeah.
Almost hipsterish.
Very handsome.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Hodor. Very handsome. Elon Musk is in the news today.
What'd he do?
He's just funny.
Is he?
Yeah. He's a brilliant person who makes terrible decisions when he's on LSD, I guess. I don't know.
Well, something's going on because he pops into the news cycle like a lunatic, mm-hmm. and then disappears again.
And then pops right back out. This time he's popping in to tell us about gassy electric cars. Tesla has a fart app. Were you able to find this?
Yeah.
This came in some new update that they just downloaded, because I guess if you've got a Tesla, it takes downloads from the ethers.
Updates just like your phone does.
Right. And he sat down for a roundtable conversation yesterday and was cracking up talking about his fart app. Apparently... there's a flatulence simulator, and he was joking that it's his finest work. Now, you have a Tesla. Mm-hmm. Your family owns a Tesla. You get to play with it. He was telling me that the Tesla will dance.
Oh, yeah. There's something you can put in, a code or something like that, in the computer, and it'll open up the Falcon doors and close them to music.
And waggle the mirrors.
The mirrors.
And it goes to whatever music you have on?
No, it has its own.
It has its own soundtrack.
Yeah, that way it can, and it flashes the lights.
So it's super dumb, but it's also kind of cute.
Yeah, it's super.
It's like a car company.
Something
with
you can show off, I guess.
Sense of humor, I guess. So they rolled this fart app out in December. They say he was getting giddy. He was like a middle school kid, like, fart jokes.
Stupid.
And there's also the short shorts. Hold on, let me find it. Short shorts ripper. So you can have all these different farts. Yuzi loves fart jokes, so she probably wants to get a Tesla just so she can have, she can assign farts to different seats. I think that's pretty funny. But
those cars are neat looking.
Stupid.
I see them on the highway, and I saw a white.
I have Tesla envy for sure.
A white one the other day, and I think it was not a four wheel drive, but it's like the. Anyway, it looks like a bubble.
Yeah, the SUV.
It's really
Model X.
Good
Model
looking.
X, yeah. So
man,
that's what Bryn has.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
What color is it?
We used to have a white one. Now we have a black one.
You're on to your second one. Wow.
Oh, wow.
What?
Yeah, you're amazing.
Upgrade of the battery
your
and all that.
Great.
Yeah, I don't know. It's not mine.
You just had to get rid of the one you had and get a better one?
It got old and the battery was, you can go longer.
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
Yeah. Must be nice to be you.
I don't have anything. I'm just,
driving around
my little
dude, your dad
car.
Needs to be pictured under the American dream.
Right.
That dude worked his ass off and has it all. Good for him. That's awesome.
Oh, dude, he should be profiled in American
Trading
dreams.
In.
Dean, everyone. Dean.
The Tesla Dean. You got when it was for the new Tesla.
Gotta get the new Tesla.
Dang.
Just a Ferrari 2 or Lamborghini or something.
Yeah, Lambo.
And the Corvette. But the funny thing is that the Tesla feels as fast as both of the other cars do,
Oh, the Teslas are awesome.
Super fast.
They have ridiculous
amazing.
Mode.
Amazing. Ludicrous.
Oh, sorry. Ludicrous.
And then there's standard, and there's a cool chill breeze. Yeah.
Chill breeze.
Hey, wait a minute.
Whatever.
They better not have gotten in on my nickname.
Not cool breeze.
Not cool breeze. Just chill.
All right.
Chill mode. It's when you don't want quite
the
acceleration.
I don't want to have to haul Tesla into court.
Yeah. God knows. Oh, boy. I'm going to just give you this really fast because it's very Brian Williams of her. They're saying that this story that Paula Abdul has been telling for years about a plane crash that she was in the early 90s is completely made up.
No.
She says that she crashed in a plane and that's what screwed up her back. She says, during the end of my world tour, the Spellbound tour, when I was traveling from one city to the next in a small 7-seater plane, one of the engines blew up and the right wing caught on fire and we crash landed. I didn't have my seatbelt on and I hit my head on the top of the plane, and that went on to, I withstood 15 cervical spinal surgeries and I had to take 7 years off. And then I reappeared on American Idol. The thing about this is that people have searched for this plane crash, and there's nothing. A search of Nexus archives, is that some kind of FAA thing?
I'm not sure.
Yielded no news stories from the 90s about Abdul surviving a plane crash or even being in a plane that required an emergency landing. Google, you can't find anything about it. The earliest mention of her surviving a plane crash that they could find here was the May 20th, 2003 episode of Dateline. And she just recently told this story again on that RuPaul show that's...
Drag Race? Or...
His talk show that's sort of doing
it's
a three-week...
It's on KTVU, like at 9 a.m. or something
right.
now.
Right, which is... It's only slotted in there for a few weeks, and they're sort of giving it a try.
Mm-hmm.
So she told that story again to explain the chronic pain that led to a series of surgeries and explain her absence from the spotlight in the late 90s. Although they say she had a dependency on painkillers.
You know what? I don't know why I heard this or where I heard this. I'm not someone who would be reading up on Paula Abdul, but I thought she was a Laker girl and had an accident as one of the dancers. That's what I thought the back pain came from. So maybe I saw that story 100 years ago.
But 15 surgeries? How do you explain that?
Well, she could have really hurt herself some way, but she's saying it's plane crash, and everyone's like, there's no record of any plane crashing at that time, and certainly not one with Paula Abdul on it.
Maybe she's just got...
Like, do you think she fell, Vinny? Like, you know, the cheerleaders do the thing?
Yeah,
they throw her up in the air, and she falls through.
It's very dangerous.
Yes.
So I think that's actually what happened to her, and whether or not that story...
Maybe she dreamed it up with the painkillers.
You know, maybe that story brings about some feeling of less respect in her for her that she feels like, I don't want to tell people I'm a Laker girl.
Oh.
I'd rather tell them. Yeah, I don't know. You never know with people.
Right.
What their motivation is. An airplane crash does sound more fantastic.
Way dramatic, more dramatic. Yeah. All right. What's coming for the news?
Dad bods make the news.
Oh, nice. How fun.
I guess. I mean, here comes Father's Day and. It's cool. You're
fine,
Dad. Don't worry about it. And more after these.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh, it's Friday. Just let it wash over you. It is Friday. That's very low level. I want that to be cranked in my headphones, yeah. The weekend. It is Friday. Oh, feels so good. Oh, I'm excited. My sister-in-law and my cousin, I mean my niece, whatever she is, and her boyfriend are all going to be here any second.
Are we montaging?
Oh,
she's your cousin-in-law?
No, she's my niece.
Oh.
Yeah, my brother's kid is my niece, right? I called her my cousin, but that was wrong. She's my kid's cousin.
Yeah.
What?
Kids, so she's your niece, yeah.
Because she's my niece. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they'll be here any minute. They just asked for the address.
It's also your mom's grandkid.
Yeah, yes. Oh, yep. And also her brother's sister. It's crazy. All these relations. Anyway, they'll be here any moment. It's going to be great.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. First NorCal has a way with home loans your way. Low rates, simple, honest, and local. Check them out at firstnorcalcu.org. That's firstnorcalcu.org. Here's what's happening. I started to tell you this story yesterday. No crime was committed.
Oh.
Although many women would say, yeah, they did.
What'd they do?
Isn't that what they say in Boston? Yeah, they did?
Yeah, I am.
Anyway. The tech industry has a bad reputation for not hiring enough women.
Yeah. Oh, right. This is a good story.
GQ published a photo last week of a big meetup of a bunch of tech execs in Italy, including the CEOs of LinkedIn and Dropbox. There are 15 men in the picture and only 2 women, which already seems off.
Huh. But at least there's a couple women in
there. Right. Someone at BuzzFeed noticed something was off about the women in the picture, so they investigated, and it turns out both of the women were photoshopped into the picture. It turns out these women were at the event, but they weren't around when these boys did their photo, their group photo.
You guys stay here and make breakfast, okay? We're going out.
I don't know how that went.
Keep those shoes off.
Oh, God.
Apparently, they are two female CEOs, and they were at the event, but for whatever reason, they weren't with the boys when the group photo was taken. So when the guy who organized the weekend realized it, he had someone doctor the photo and put them into it. This was an Italian designer that they were there to meet with. So that was where the controversy comes from, is they were photoshopped into the photo and GQ had to pull it because they said, this is not a legit photo. We can't do the article if you're giving us phony stuff.
Right.
So that's what the story was from yesterday.
Now, what's the update?
Well, the update is that I just have a cleaner version of the story to tell than from what we did yesterday, which was I didn't have time to read it. Then we start looking things up, and 10 minutes down the road, we still don't know what the hell happened. It's just a matter of bad representation, bad reporting, and unfortunately, this just goes along. I know you guys remember, or maybe you don't, but I think it was a Mac event that had a line for the men's room around the building and the women's room was clear, which is at no place on earth does
ever
that happen
in history,
except at a tech event.
Right.
Because for some reason, women aren't getting hired enough.
Right.
I think that's changing.
I hope so.
I think it has to do with, you know, the industry sort of recognizing its faults and saying, oops, we can do better.
Well, that's one thing I like when I hear about Salesforce is not only are they trying to do better, but they are actually, there is no disparity in pay from what I'm hearing.
Right. Now, my missus has, we've talked about it quite a bit, and I even told her that story at dinner, and she's like, I've had very few male champion bosses. Just, that's just the way it is.
Right.
Very few who say, that's her idea.
Right.
She brought that up. Let's go with it. Instead, they go, okay, I heard that. So here's what I think we should do. Ugh. And she's sitting right there like, oh, my God.
As he takes her idea and says, here's what I think we should do. Yeah.
Right.
Oh, God.
So.
It's gross.
It is. You're right.
And, well, women, listen.
Just sick of the men. Oh, you're a leader and you're this. And then a woman steps up and you're a B word.
Right. You're an ambitious bitch.
Yeah. What is that? Was it Sheryl Sandberg, Bryn?
Bossy movement.
Like, I'm so sick of that.
Right.
Over it.
Me too.
Yeah. You wouldn't say that about a man.
No, you wouldn't. If you did say it about them, it would be like as though it was an attribute of theirs as opposed to, God, she's so pushy. She's so bitchy.
Yeah. No,
so
she's
bossy.
Getting the job done.
Right.
How about that?
Did you mention how they found out that it was doctored?
No. He said someone on BuzzFeed noticed it.
I thought BuzzFeed noticed it.
Okay. I saw it on Twitter. Somebody was saying they ran it through an analyzer that analyzes EXIF, which is EXIF, which stands for Electronic Exchangeable Image File.
Well, you can also see they did a bad job on Photoshop.
Right. It shows the pixelations and it analyzes it, and then they're like, oh.
That's so funny.
Someone on BuzzFeed did that, but someone on BuzzFeed also said, that looks phony.
Yeah. I'm going to run that through this EXIF thing. This, I think they call them deep fakes. There's a lot of that out there. You can't trust any video you see anymore. You can't trust any photos that you see anymore. And they say that AI can't catch it all. So I don't know if the technology just has to get better or what, but honestly, fake news has become super, super deeply fake.
Right. Thanks, technology.
Thank you, technology.
So Father's Day is this Sunday, everybody. Yay,
Dad!
Oh, Dad.
Love you so much, Dad.
You
still
do?
My dad?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Kidding
so
me?
Much? Really?
That's I love
good.
Him.
Good.
Why? Are you mad because I said I'm a birdhouse?
Well.
He loves it. He says he loves it.
We wanted a better boat.
Listen, I can't be buying the guy boats. Oh, my God.
Yeah, your mom said birds can't even actually live in it. Or your dad said, I can't use it.
Yeah, they said it's a little flimsy.
Yeah.
But it was just a fun project for him to put together.
That he swept off the bar and
no,
the
we didn't
as soon
stop
as they got
it.
That
they said they love it.
Taken.
She wrote me back and said they freaking love it. It's in a place of honor.
According to a new set of plays.
That's what they said.
Well, people are saying that you didn't even call your mom for Mother's Day, but you sent your dad a gift.
I sent my mom a gift, too.
Really?
I send her a gift every year. Yes, really. Can't remember what it was, though.
Happy Father's Day. You can stop sucking in your gut. Apparently, women like dad bods. They're more popular with the women than ever. I know.
Yes,
I'm with you.
It's true.
It's such a pile of crap.
No, it's totally true.
71% of men say their dad bod has become fully accepted by society now.
It's true. You guys just relax. I don't know what you're so upset about.
Almost 80% of men say they're happy with their dad bod.
Sure.
Okay. Sure. I mean,
you guys are happy with yours, right? I mean,
I'm not at all.
Oh, burn. Look at you go.
You love
just saying he's very attractive.
78% of both men and women say a dad bod is a sign a guy is confident in his own skin. Or he just doesn't have time to go to the gym anymore.
That could be it, too.
That's right.
He's
that
busy.
Ding, ding.
He's a dad. He's busy.
Right.
Got to feed those kids. I might as well eat while I'm here.
Pizza again?
Oh, my God. Delicious.
It's hard to say no, but...
Oh, yeah. That's true.
I mean, who can say no to pizza?
It's just so easy.
Certainly can't.
Right. Yeah. And here it is. At my front door. Ding, dong.
Thank you. Get those paper plates out.
So anyway, I know I'm contradicting the story. The story actually says, feel good about it. It's fine.
Well, you should feel good about yourself.
Women like it.
You're doing what you can. No, you shut up. You shut up.
I got to go buy a suit and I'm just never going to. The time is now. I have to go do it.
Yeah.
They have to tailor the thing.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Listen, you better get on the stick. You're where you're at. This is as good as it's getting.
And they could always take it in when you get skinnier.
Yeah,
I had this idea like I was going to make, I'm going to make weight, no problem. There's been no.
Make weight.
There's been no dropping LBs.
It's wrestling, exactly. Get your unitard ready.
There's no chance. It's not happening.
Yeah. Well, then just accept it and embrace it. It's amazing.
Yeah. Move on.
Very attractive with your dad bod.
Okay.
It's fine.
Don't.
Plus, your shirt will be on the whole time. Like, suits are nice. They disguise everything. It hides all your...
Gives me more to hang on to.
Yeah.
I want to hang on to that stuff.
My lard?
Yeah. Yes. In case I fall down, I need you to have, like, good size side handles for
and
me to grab onto.
And you probably make me look skinnier.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, my God. I look so good next to all that.
Yeah.
So thank you, guys.
The worse you look, the better I look.
You guys aren't.
The best, yeah.
You're not anybody's friends.
We're your friends.
We are. Believe it or not, we're your friends.
I don't.
You shut up. Oh, my God.
You're fat. It's okay.
Yeah, just live with it. It's fine. Man. I didn't say that, by the way. That was you, Pat.
Totally kidding.
Just so we're clear, that wasn't me.
It wasn't me.
Oh, please, Vinny. You're hot. You're definitely.
Right.
Now you're overdoing it.
Yeah.
The other
girl. Okay, hold on. You're
she
a DILF.
Feels bad.
You're a DILF, okay?
Okay.
Oh, you're a DILF.
I don't even know what
Dad.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Expedia just released their annual travel etiquette survey, and one set of questions this year were all about how we conduct ourselves when staying at an Airbnb or vacation rental.
Okay.
I have never stayed at an Airbnb.
Tons of times.
Never once.
Okay.
And I know that we have friends who put their places up for Airbnb, and I get it. There's the house sitting empty. Why not have it make you money?
Right.
Except someone's in your house.
That's all right.
And so you either lock all your stuff up or carry it out of there. And
people do that. They'll have a one room that's locked off and that they can put all their valuables in.
I'm doing it for your wedding. I rented a cottage.
I know a lot of people do it.
I'm super excited, too.
It's not rare. Right. I'm the rare one here that I haven't done it.
So what's this etiquette?
Here are six examples of bad behavior that most of us say are unacceptable.
All right.
Going through the host's personal items.
Yeah.
It's not okay.
You don't do that. Especially, a lot of times, their clothes are in the closet. Like, you don't go
through
there.
That's on the list. Wearing their clothes or shoes.
Yeah. Don't do it.
64% say it's unacceptable, which means a pretty big group of people are like, oh, yeah, well, you know, I got there and I needed sandals and there they were. Oh, and the swimming trunks. I didn't have those.
Sure.
And then
it's a big deal.
Wow, that shirt's way nicer than what I came with.
I'm just going to slip that on.
I mean, frankly, it's already pressed.
My stuff's all wrinkly from the suitcase. I'm going to throw that on.
I mean, I can hear the damn thought process right now.
When we stayed at a place in Amsterdam.
Oh, this will be good.
It's not that good.
Did you wear their wooden shoes?
We didn't wear their wooden shoes. We got our own wooden shoes, which aren't that comfortable, by the way. They had a huge master closet and tons of clothes in it. And so that's where the dresser was that was available for us. There was an empty dresser in there that you could put your clothes into. You could unpack. In the closet.
Oh.
So they had all these. So clearly it wasn't off limits. It even said that's the dresser that's available for you. So we go in there and there's, you know, tons of shoes and stuff. And some of the shoes were so funny. Like they had these. They were men's shoes, like kind of like a. I don't know what it's called. Almost like a dress shoe. It had like, it was lace up, but it was leather and it had newsprint all over it. Like it was, I was like, oh, these people are kind of pop art in their choices. And then, so then of course we started to like look at what else they had hanging in the closet and they had some kind of eclectic pieces in there, but we didn't put any of it on or wear it out of the house.
Are you sure about that?
I'm positive. It wasn't our size.
Yeah.
So.
Otherwise, she would have.
No.
Well, who doesn't have those? I don't have newsprint shoes, but that shoe you bought that you thought, oh man, this will be cool.
The denim shoe.
And then you realize you're never wearing that thing. And then, since you're never growing out of it either, it'll sit there until someone.
Someday you'll need it.
Who uses your Airbnb steals them.
Thank and you boys. Won't even. Right. You won't even notice they're gone.
Please take those. As they've been featured in the closet.
Right.
Have a look. I taking a book these. Or DVD from the Airbnb that you're using is also not okay.
No.
Stealing things like towel, shampoo, and condiments from the fridge, not okay.
I thought you were going to say condoms.
No, well.
Don't steal those either.
Right.
Yeah, don't steal anything. I think that's a pretty solid rule for
based
an Airbnb.
Based on the numbers, there's still a large number of people that would do these things.
Mm. Maybe if I left a book behind and I'd started a book there. As long as it wasn't like some leather-bound first edition Mark Twain, you know. I don't know. Sometimes people will leave a stack of novels just so that there's stuff there to read. And if you finish your novel, put your novel in that pile and take another one.
I have always sort of liked book sharing, and yet I know that's the same as sharing music. It's such a weird thing that you...
Right. I love passing a book to someone.
I know. It's like, but all right. Well, anyway, I better get to some texts. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Oh, okay. People are still on Uzi and the broccoli. They love that story. Just because they want us to talk about bushes and stems.
Oh, is that what it is? Yeah. Uzi won't eat the bush. She'll only eat the stem of the broccoli, which is very strange.
It makes me gag, that bush.
But the stem, you're.
One day, my dad made
into.
Me sit there all night because I wouldn't eat the bush.
But you ate the stem.
I ate the stem.
And he was like, "I insist that you eat the bush."
Yeah. And then when
it's
I
a
wouldn't
weird thing
eat
for
it,
your dad to insist
he
on.
Made me stand in a corner all night. So what I did to sleep, I just put my head.
Wait, you're telling me your dad made you sleep in a corner?
Yeah.
That seems wrong.
I know.
Olden days.
Oh, the olden days. We were a little harsher with our kids back in the day.
I was glad I
you
got
kids
to
kids today have it easy. I'm leaning in the corner, sleeping, standing up.
Because I wouldn't eat the bush.
Eat the bush!
650 says, so has the Johnny podcast replaced the Secret Show? It seems like we only get a Secret Show once a month now. Love Johnny, but do miss your Secret Show.
We have had some technical problems with our studio. It hasn't replaced it. I don't know why we haven't done one for a while. We have a live one coming up in 2 weeks.
That's right.
That's going to happen for sure.
That is happening.
Whether you like it or not.
Like it or not.
Are you going, Debbie?
Oh.
Debbie's here.
I think they said that they weren't going to go.
Oh, they're not going?
Yeah.
Not going?
I invited them. I told them 10 times how to do it, but yeah.
Oh, but they have to get a room, right?
Well, they have to get a room, but they have to, you know, they have jobs, so.
Oh.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
You're going to work.
It's people
huh?
who work. It's
right.
crazy.
I thought she's just your Shirley.
Oh, to my Laverne?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Let's go out and play in our playroom.
I know.
Who's Lenny and Squiggy? Who would be Lenny and who would be Squiggy of John and John?
Well obviously Squiggy's got to be Little John. And Lenny's got to be
Big John. And Little John. That's easy
Hello.
Enough. How hard's that?
Hello.
You guys are talking about South Padre Island. That's the place in Texas.
It
where
is
all
the place.
Of,
yes.
The stuff goes down for spring break.
You always hear a story out of South Padre Island and around spring break time. Kids gone wild. Oh.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
New music, Vinny. It's Friday.
All right.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.